News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Missouri's Republican governor is calling a special legislative session to redraw the state's U.S. House district. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The announcement Friday by Governor Mike Kehoe comes as President Donald Trump has been urging Republican-led states to reshape district lines to give the party a better shot at retaining control of Congress in next year's elections. It came hours after Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed into law a new U.S. House map that gives the GOP a chance at winning five additional seats. Democratic lawmakers in California have countered with the redistricting plan, giving Democrats a chance at winning five more seats there. The California plan still needs voter approval. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump is bypassing Congress and blocking billions of dollars in foreign aid already approved by lawmakers. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
The president is using what's known as a pocket rescission. When a president submits a request to Congress to not spend approved funds toward the end of the fiscal year, he has told the House Speaker that he won't be spending nearly $5 billion in approved foreign aid. The president is essentially cutting the budget without going through the legislative branch. This rarely used procedure was last used by President Carter in 1977. Greg Clugston, the White House.
As the president boosts domestic energy production, EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin says pipelines are still the safest way to transport oil.
Why are we playing along with the hysteria of these NGOs, these environmental groups, trying to shut down all these pipeline projects?
Labor Day celebrations has American workers on the road this holiday weekend, but AAA spokeswoman Aisha Diaz says it can be tough for some people to travel over the Labor Day holiday.
It's not as popular as July 4th or Memorial Day. The volumes just aren't there because some people are either out of vacation days, out of money after the summer fun, or maybe their kids are back in school and they don't have that flexibility.
And this is SRN News. A warning from Christians in South Korea.
The leadership of the country's major denominations met this month to discuss evangelism and to express their concern about the export of cult groups. The clergymen tell Christian Today Korea that such South Korean-based cults as the World Mission Society Church of God and the Salvation Sect have now established beachheads in many foreign countries. South Korean Christian leaders say it's time for them to join with Western churches to protect the gospel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says the Justice Department has sent more than 20 subpoenas to doctors and clinics that provide sex change operations or hormone therapy to children. The request represents an elevation in the administration's efforts to keep doctors from performing irreversible surgeries on minors for the purpose of living as the opposite sex. Bondi says the requests are part of investigations into health care fraud and false statements. This is SRN News. Bill Belichick won big in the NFL, but can he do it as a rookie college football coach in North Carolina?
North Carolina is set for its football debut under Bill Belichick. The Tar Heels open the season Monday against TCU. That will mark the first game at the college level for Belichick after spending his entire coaching career in the NFL. Belichick led the New England Patriots to 6 Super Bowl titles during a 24-year run there. Now he's recruiting high school players and meeting with school donors. It's all part of a bet by UNC that the 73-year-old college rookie can elevate its football program. That includes paying Belichick $10 million guaranteed for each of the next 3 years. Ron Taylor reporting.
Novak Djokovic shook off a back problem early in the match to beat Cam Norrie Friday night, and at the age of 38, becoming the oldest man to reach the fourth round of the U.S. Open at that age since Jimmy Connors pulled it off back in 1991. More on these stories at srnnews.com.